Congestive heart failure occurs when the heart grows weak and can't pump enough blood. People feel short of breath and too tired to do normal everyday tasks. That's the scenario Madison nurse Karen White says she was facing a year ago.
If I wanted to clean my house, it would maybe take me a week to do one room. I love to camp. I was getting to the point I was thinking we should sell the camper because I was too tired to even do the basics of anything. All I wanted to do was work and sleep.
White was in and out of the hospital and the emergency room as her condition produced a cascade of health problems that needed immediate attention. Heart failure is one of the most common reasons for hospital and ER readmissions, and doctors and insurance companies have been struggling to find ways to help patients live better and at the same time cut down on the acute care they need. Physicians Plus Insurance in Madison is using one program they hope will lead to changes. They've enrolled some heart failure patients in a home monitoring program called CardioCom. It's a system that uses a computer plus a scale to track patients to see if their symptoms are becoming life-threatening.
Are you taking all your medication? Are you reducing your sodium? Did you exercise yesterday? Please step on the scale.
Each morning, a patient with congestive heart failure answers 11 questions about how they feel and then weigh themselves. The information is then immediately transmitted over the phone to nurse case managers like Susan Valentine. She acts as a liaison for the doctor and as a friendly voice for the patients.
This is the screen that I look at every day. If their weight was up and they had a lot of symptoms, they would be here. If they just had symptoms, they would be here. And when I see these names, then I have to go through the names and really see what their weights are and what's going on. And once I do that, then I determine whether or not I should call them to see, find out what's going on. And if I talk with the patient and they say, yes, my weight is up and this is going on, and it sounds like a physician should know about what's happening, then I would fax to their physician a graph of what their weight and symptoms are, and then it would be up to the physician to determine what to do next, and the physician would then get in contact with the patient.
Valentine says for those that show signs of trouble, changes can be made in their medication immediately. The two-way communication between doctors and patients can also prevent major problems down the road and avoid the buildup of symptoms that can lead to death. Dr. Ron Pardon is Chief Medical Officer at Physicians Plus.
One of the real challenges is not getting good care during an acute episode, but we're trying to improve people's functioning on a day-to-day basis. And we're trying to keep people out of the hospital, out of the emergency room, and have better day-to-day management of their congestive heart failure, getting people to manage their lifestyle and be compliant on the recommendations by their physician.
For Karen White, 1 year on the program and the changes in her quality of life have been dramatic.
Now, we're back camping. I'm enjoying it. Today, I house cleaned my bedroom, vacuumed the living room, the dining room, and the master bathroom besides. That room would have took me a week, a year ago. Another way it's changed my life, a year ago in July, I was in the hospital. That was the last time. I normally spent 2 to 3 visits to the hospital where I was there for 2 days or 3 days at a time. I haven't been there now for over a year.
Heart failure mostly strikes older patients, and with the aging baby boomer population, experts predict sharp increases in the number of people with the condition. Medications and more rarely surgery can help prolong the lives of patients. Doctors and health maintenance organizations are hoping technology, in combination with those options, will help patients, like Karen White, live better lives. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.